Hi everybody, it's Andrew Grummet here. It's September 12th, 2004. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Somerville, Massachusetts, and I am starting my first ever audio blog post. This is a bit of an experiment, and I can tell you it feels experimental. I'm probably on my fourth or fifth start here. I've had a phone ring, a neighbor turn on his vacuum, but mostly just fits and starts, getting used to this idea of talking into a microphone. It's kind of like text blogging for the first time. You sort of have to take a few breaths and try to get comfortable and relax. So we'll see if the flow keeps up on this one. So I'm undertaking this post just to try it out. I've got some software I want to try. Some software that helps generate the enclosure-bearing RSS feed for these posts. And I'm going to make that software available on my website. And so part of the purpose of this post is actually to just describe what the software is and what it does for anybody who's interested. They can listen. So in case you haven't been following, Adam Curry and a collection of other folks have been doing some really neat work creating this audio blogging space. Now, audio blogging existed before, and there are companies or services that provide it, but the real innovation here is really making use of the RSS enclosure element and trying to put together some scripts to automate this process of getting the audio down to your mobile MP3 player. The iPod seems to be the one with the most software behind it, and I just recently got one myself, and boy, yeah, it's really, well, actually the iTunes software has crashed my Windows machine a few times, but the way that they do the playlists and all the COM object support and the scripting that you can do with it, it really opens up a lot of possibilities. So the folks that are out there audio blogging have been really entertaining. I come down to my computer every morning to see if there's anything new. I've been listening to Dave Slusher's Evil Genius Chronicles, and I made a comment about it on my text blog, and I guess Dave saw that and gave me a nod in one of his audio blogs. So, Dave, here's how I pronounce my last name. It's Grummet. So there you go. Okay, so what about this publishing script? It's actually something that occurred to me would be useful months ago in another context, but not all blog tools, and my blog tool, Movable Type, does not support enclosures, and a lot don't, which is really too bad. But suppose you were trying to encourage, you know, you were trying to set up your own blog posts, and you didn't want to learn a new tool, or your own enclosures, audio blog posts or others, or you wanted to convince a weblog hosting company to start supporting enclosures. Maybe they want to set up an RSS feed for someone's photo gallery. It occurred to me it'd be really useful to have a general purpose script that just sits on the server, you know, maybe backed by a cron job, and it can auto-generate an RSS feed for the last 10 files that appear in some directory, right? I mean, it's really a simple idea, and it was a really simple script to write. I don't know, it took me an hour or two. So that's what I did. I conjured up this Perl script called dir2rss.pl, right? That's dir2rss.pl. And you just point it at a directory, and it crawls through the files on that directory and sets up an RSS feed. It's not super complicated. You know, I made some simplifying assumptions, like the title of the blog post is going to be the name of the file. There's a config file set up so that you can tell the script, you know, what URL should the enclosures appear at, because in general, there's no strict mapping between the directory, you know, a file system path and a web path. So there's a way to set up that. It comes pre-configured so that it's able to handle MP3 files, but you can add more file types in the config file. And so on and so on. So, actually, I was thinking I would try to go over the tech stuff, but really, it's so simple. And this post is already intended for sort of programmer types. Just take a look at the script. It's Perl. It ought to run pretty much anywhere. I'm not sure about, you know, path separators in OS X and Windows, and depending on which version of Perl you use, but there's a user talk style file sepchar variable, so that if you need to use colons to separate the path, you can change that in the script. And we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. But that's the script, and I'm going to use it right now to post this, to set up the feed for this audio blog post, and I hope you all will give it a try and let me know what happens. Okay, take care.